Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Infectious diseases take no holiday, and joining us now from the Florida International University, Professor Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. How worried should we be about this dengue infection that the CDC put a warning out about this week?
Yeah, they put a warning out because it is completely out of control. It's really important to realize that it's particularly out of control in the Americas, and I'm talking about all of the Americas, not just the United States, right? In the United States, the primary issue with dengue continues to be imported cases, but we have had endemic cases of dengue. In other words, our mosquitoes being infected and then causing infection in humans. And this is a very serious disease. And if you had a chance to look at the CDC health alert, you'll see that from January 1st until June 24th, in the Americas alone, there's been 9.7 million documented dengue cases. And to put that into perspective, last year, where we already thought dengue was out of control, there were a grand total of 6.6 million in the entire world for the entire year. And again, to put that 9.7 million in perspective, last year in the Americas, there were only 4.6 million cases the entire year. So it really, really is a massive increase that we're seeing. And we're also seeing something that's not mentioned in this in the health advisory, is that the death from dengue, the percent of people who have died, has gone up this year from the usual about 3% or less to as much as 5%. And that isn't necessarily because of the particular dengues that are circulating, but because of healthcare access and economic issues that are contributing to the seriousness of this particular dengue outbreak. Now, there is one part of the United States that is severely infected by dengue, and that's Puerto Rico. And they declared a public health emergency for dengue as far back as March.
And warm climates normally are where you find this, right? It's spread by mosquitoes, and a lot of people who travel to popular destinations overseas have run into this. But it's been rare, especially here in the Midwest, correct?
Correct. But you do see imported cases in the Midwest, and we're even seeing imported cases. Well, really everywhere. And the problem with the imported cases is that if somebody has it in their blood, then a local mosquito can acquire the dengue virus, and then it incubates in the local mosquito, and that's how you wind up getting endemic cases. And once a female mosquito is infected with the dengue virus, she's going to lay infected eggs, and all those mosquitoes that hatch are infected. Mosquitoes also can transmit dengue sexually between mosquitoes, so that sort of can increase the number of mosquitoes that are infected. The key thing to understand of what's going on is to look at what's happening in the world over the last several years with heat, and how heat alters how enzymes and hormones function in the mosquito, which leads the mosquito hormones that trigger the cycle that makes them hungry to bite after, so that the reason they bite they take our blood is because they need it to nurture their eggs. And so that gets shortened. And also the reproductive cycle of the mosquito shortens from weeks to days, so you have that many more mosquitoes. And also the enzymes in the viruses shift. So an infected mosquito, the amount of virus reproduction is much higher and much faster. So that when you're bitten by an infected mosquito, the odds of that bite having a higher dose of dengue is that much worse. Mm-hmm. So you can see how the temperatures that we've been experiencing have been ideal for the problem that we're seeing with dengue this year.
Yeah, climate change. Here we go again. You know, we hear a lot about West Nile virus, but we up till now have not heard a lot about dengue, have we?
Not in the U.S., but in the Americas in general, it's been a big problem now for a number of years. Never as bad as this year, however.
All right. I guess the takeaway here is put a repellent on? Is it light clothing? I always forget what you're supposed to wear to repel mosquitoes.
Yeah, light-colored clothing, if you're going to be in a mosquito area. But if you're going to be in a high mosquito area, like if you're, in the Everglades or something like that, then you should actually put permethrin on your clothing, which is going to last for several washes, by the way, and using one of the four approved mosquito repellents. I'm a big fan of IR3535 as an ingredient. Picaridin, also known as Icaridin in Europe, is fantastic. You, of course, can use DEET, but don't use 100% DEET. That's not necessary at all. 30% DEET is fine. In fact, in Canada, you're not even allowed to sell DEET that is more than 30% in the containers. And, of course, oil of lemon eucalyptus can also be used, but it's not quite as good as the other three.
All right. People are going to want to go over this information, so we'll post our conversation as soon as we get off the air at 10 here at WGNRadio.com. Dr. Marty, I hope you have an enjoyable holiday break, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy 4th of July.
Same to you. Thank you.